We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee, or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee ToppersFoam.com. Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new Cinnamon Pull-Apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's, the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Today's daily highlight from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
And Interview Lounge.
You know, we could do a whole show about Sherry Shepherd and never have her in the room.
Yeah.
Because she is, if you look down her list of credits, it just wears you out. I mean, I know this is an old term, the busiest whoever in show business. Sherry Shepherd is the busiest woman in show business.
That's awesome.
How she found time to come hang out with us. I don't bring her on in to the Mercedes-Benz Interview Lounge. I want to see Sherry Shepherd. There she is.
Hey.
I'm so excited to see you.
How are you?
Welcome to the show.
Hello. She is wearing the power color.
That is blue.
That's the power color. That color is the best.
We're hearing.
Yeah.
Cobalt.
It's a good one. Danielle and I go toward that one all the time.
Yeah, this is a good one.
It's a good one.
Looks great.
And her shoes match too. Look at
that. And the shoes, yeah. With the heels, the requisite heels.
Before we get going, Sherry.
Yeah.
I mean, being nominated for a daytime Emmy is a thing.
Oh, my gosh.
But we heard that in the hallway, someone said, oh, you know, she's nominated for a daytime Emmy. And then I was told that Sherry said, oh, no, that's nothing. Let's leave that alone.
I didn't say that. No. Nate, He said, how does it feel to be you're a multi-hyphenate? And I go, I don't wake up going, I'm a multi-hyphenate. I just wake up going, ooh, I want to do stand-up. Ooh, and I call my agent and go, is there anything I can audition for? And then I go, oh, I get to interview Patti LaBelle. But I don't go, ooh, I'm a multi-hyphenate. Let me get in the shower.
See, they would do that.
Saying.
That sounds like an Eat Penicillin or something.
The Emmy is like, I am screaming because I got it written in every mirror in my brownstone. In my red Ruby Woo lipstick.
What does it say?
It says, I want an Emmy. I want an Emmy.
Good for you. Congratulations.
So I'm really excited.
You know, when we meet a Sherry Shepherd, I'm worn out within 1 minute because we just come in here and do this 4 hours of crap and go home. It seems like just reading down your credits, you just never stop.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm so thankful.
You are thankful and you should be.
Yeah.
But, you know, thankful, but also very talented, which has a lot to do with it. But are you the type of person, Sherry, who if you're not always about to do something or doing something, you feel like you're being chased by some monster or something?
Yeah, I feel like if I'm not working, I get really depressed.
Right.
One of our dressing rooms is an homage to Joan Rivers, and we got and she used to say if there was ever an empty date on her calendar, she was a failure. Now, I don't feel like a failure, but if there are empty dates on my calendar, I get a depression and I get like a panicky thing, like, oh, is it going to stop? So I like to work, at, you know.
Do you vacation?
Yeah, I'm just saying vacationing with you must be just a bitch.
I went on a vacation. I haven't had a vacation in three or four years, and wow. I finally went to a jazz festival. But in order to, I kissed babies, I took pictures, I was trying to get George Benson on the show. I worked, and it was great.
Right, never get
like, I never sat and actually enjoyed the show. So I haven't. I always cancel on my girlfriends because I booked something.
Oh, man.
So I haven't gone. I need to go to Belize or something.
Well, no, don't That's do fine. That. I mean, you fine. Know what, there's time to sleep when you're dead, as they say.
That Yeah, my father used to say that all the time.
It's true. Where's your father now?
He's in a nursing home.
All right. See? He's still there,
you
too.
Can find funny anywhere. Oh, my God. Oh my I got to do that on stage. I do.
I got to tell you, doing what Sherry does, you watch Emmy-nominated Sherry every day. But, you know, to be able to go to see Sherry's show, if you're in New York, to get this ticket, it's a lot of fun. Because there is a show that's off, that's not on the network. There's a show that's on the network. I mean, the energy, yes. The building of the show. It's something that's so much. It's so much fun to do when you're in the back, getting all dressed up and getting right, all made yeah. up. And, do you feel the energy coming from the energy of the from the audience?
You oh my gosh, yes. Because normally when you do a show, you have a warm up comic who does jokes and the audience goes ha ha ha, and then they stop and then they keep joking. We have a full DJ. We got DJ Sus One and we have Marco Glorious who is he's hypes up the crowd.
Right.
So it's a party. People are dancing. People, it's like you're at a club.
How do I get tickets?
Yeah.
I
mean, how can we
you just show up and say you know who I am?
No.
That does not work. I'm just saying. Get kicked out.
If my Aunt Fran decided to fly to New York and get tickets, I mean, do you go through the, how do you get tickets to see a
show? Let me tell you how I treat, when people tell me their aunts are coming or their grandmothers, I give them the whole, like, your Aunt Fran would get to come in the dressing room with me.
Aww. Well, she's dead. Talk, way,
oh, she's dead? Yeah. Did you say she's dead?
She's dead, I remember.
Well, we don't want her in the dressing room,
well, no, well, that I can pray that would be and a, talk
that,
to Aunt Fran.
That would be a downer for the show, having a body in the corner.
Oh, my gosh.
Like a Where's Waldo?
Do you get money to buy clothes, like an allowance to buy clothes?
No, I don't get an allowance. Willie, I don't know where Willie, my stylist, is. He came with me. But, you know, we borrow clothes.
Okay.
And then he's waving. And then we give them back.
Okay.
And then so sometimes I'll try to, like, pour gravy on there so I get to keep it.
Can you say like this? I want to keep it?
Yeah, but I got to pay for it.
Oh, okay.
So, but if I pour gravy on it, then he gets all upset. And I go, oh, can I buy it at a discount?
Well, let me tell you, honey. What you're wearing today, I can't wait to borrow it.
Yeah.
Cobalt is the power color.
Oh.
You know, there's just so many reasons to celebrate. And I'm always saying we need reasons to celebrate at all times.
Absolutely.
But look at everything you're accomplishing, Sherry. And I know I know it's a lot of work. Because I have friends that have the same work ethic as you, and they wear me out. But, I mean, at the end of the day, when you go to your brownstone.
Yes.
And you walk into your bathroom.
Yes.
And you close that door. It's just you in that mirror.
When and a eucalyptus branch.
Hell
and
yeah.
A eucalyptus branch.
Yes.
When you look in the mirror, do you ever, like, have a conversation with you about how satisfied you were with the day, or do you actually have that gratitude thing going that we all hear it's very important?
Are you kidding me? All the time, especially at my age, like my birthday, I just turned 56 and I go, this used to be a time where it's like at this age, people would kind of throw you away and say, you're not viable anymore. Or, you know, we can't work with you. We want younger. And so I really appreciate when I say I'm thankful. I really mean that because this talk show dream has been 18 plus years of being told no, you can't do it, you're too old, we don't want a single talk show host, we want celebrities that are bigger than you who can do a talk show. It was always no. So to finally be in a position of no, it's not my age, and being able to prove to people what I was always pitching. I know what I'm doing. I know I'm a stand-up comic. I know how to, if there's silence, I know how to make it funny. And finally, somebody believed in me. Thank you, Debmar Mercury, and gave me a chance. And so that's this is why the Emmy nomination means so much to me, is because I didn't give up on the dream. So that signifies to me what I am doing is what I knew. It's right.
So what are we learning here today?
That I love Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah.
That we love Sherry Shepherd. Yeah. But you know what? You have that drive. You have that thing going on that's kind of churning away. Never give up your dream.
Nope.
Ever.
No, well,
ever.
Except if you auditioned for American Idol and you know you can't sing. Well, yeah, then you got to give up on that dream. It's not, stop it, you know.
I know, but you know what? All these years, it took 18 years to get this show. But yeah. Look at everything you did.
But in the meantime, it was like the preparation. Like exactly. People say to me, oh my gosh, you're a teleprompter queen because I can do it in one take. I can do a teleprompter.
God bless you.
And I put my jokes on the teleprompter. So it looks like I'm just doing it, but I have my jokes on the teleprompter. But Barbara Walters, I learned that from her because she was like, if I can do it in one take, you can do it in one take. We're not going to wait for you. Oh. And I had to learn that. So being on The View, I learned it. Doing Dish Nation, I was in the studio by myself because the other team was in Atlanta. So I had to learn to look in a camera, and that was my audience. So all of the stuff prepared me for where I am now.
Including radio, maybe?
And I used to work for Tom Joyner on the radio for 4 years on a microphone. We had to get up. I was telling Nate at 3, we had to be there at 3 in the morning. Because at 3, it's 6 o'clock in New York. Oh, so yeah. We were the drive time for LA. It was 3 to 6 in the morning. I was asleep during half the songs. I was so tired. But I love being on radio. I love talking on and I have a podcast with Kim Whitley that I started. When they kept saying no to my talk show, I said, I'm going to start my own podcast because I'm tired of trying to ask for permission. And we won 2 NAACP Image Awards for our Two Funny Mamas podcast. So I, you know, this just means so much to me. All of the stuff that is happening, I don't take it for granted. And I'm very, very thankful. So it's not just me saying, oh, I'm so thankful. You know, here's my beads. I rub my beads. I'm thankful.
You know what? By the way, Sherry Shepherd is here. I'm sorry, Emmy. Daytime Emmy nominated Sherry Shepherd. Of course.
Oh my God.
Brings us Sherry every weekday. And how could this energy not be?
I'm making
infectious?
That a necklace. Let me win this Emmy. It's going to be a necklace hanging right between my boobs. You don't even understand. This Emmy's going with me everywhere. It's going to be on my Bumble profile, my rail.
That's a big
farmers,
necklace.
Women, men looking for farmers' wives, whatever.
That show.
That show,
I mean,
girl.
That's a heavy, heavy piece of jewelry to wear.
I got a broad back.
It's like a Flavor Flav thing.
My back is broad.
Speaking
of,
Danielle's already done what you were going to do this summer.
Because, you did?
Go ahead, talk about
girl,
it.
Open up your jacket. Let me see.
What did I do?
Oh, yeah.
Breast reduction.
Oh, they look good.
Thank you. A little lift.
Oh, they look so good.
A little lift, a little breast reduction. And girl. Let me tell you, it makes the biggest difference. Going home now and putting a t-shirt on and not having to wear a bra.
That's what I'm talking about.
I walk around the house like, that's right, I don't have a bra on. I don't care who sees my nips.
Because people don't understand. When you got to, when you even go in and you got to put that bra on, it's a lot of, I sound like John Wick. Just, you're putting it on and then when you take it off, girl, that's my dream. Just to be able to do it and not have to do a bra, but you got a little lift. I'm getting a lot of lift.
Oh yeah. Well, no, I got a lot of lift. But it was the best thing. I was one of the best things I've ever done for myself.
I got to do that.
I'm so excited. I just said, you know, let me tell you something.
I got big hairy ones. I got to get rid of these things.
I don't know. They got to get the hair off first.
Maybe that's the problem. But go ahead, tell me something.
I dream about this because I'm telling, and I love my boobs. They're huge. I love them. They have served me well. Mm. Like in my 20s, like that's what I'm saying. When I talked about this Freaknik video coming out, I was in my share of lifting my. When I was in my 20s, I'll be in the car with my girlfriends and the truck was behind us and I was like, whoa, and I would lift up my shirt and they would pull the thing on the truck. I did that. I went through that whole thing. I wore cleavage down to my stomach and I mean, they have served me well. Mm-hmm. My best friends have been good to me.
Right.
Now they're tired. It is time to let them go and just sit there and you know, you shut corn or whatever they do.
Out to pasture.
Yeah, out to pasture. Now it's like, yeah, I love them, but it's time to let the girls
go. It's okay.
Wait, no. You go and like can buy a little tank top and not have to worry about.
What?
Yes. And a bathing suit. And not
a
have
bathing
to worry.
Suit.
See, Danielle used to cry. She would go try on bathing suits and she would come in here the next day just
in gosh.
Tears.
I hated the way it looked. Everything was huge. And when I came to New York City for the first time, like, for work, I got off of a bus and somebody looked at me and went, look at them watermelons. And I was and I got so upset and so depressed and said, one day I'm going to get it done. And I waited till my kids were old enough where I didn't have to pick them up. And now,
oh, see, now I used to get heckled when I was on stage and they would say that. Look, see, I did black crowds. They'd be like, look at them big old titties. They never called them watermelons. You go do a black crowd, they let you know.
Yeah,
you got some bigger. Sorry.
You're all good. You know, so can I tell you a funny story? Because you know radio. This is the dump button right
okay,
here.
Okay, right? All right.
But we didn't push it. So Cedric the Entertainer was here 2 weeks ago. And he said the F word. And I said, Cedric, we can't say the F word. I'd hit the dump button. Then he said the S word, the crap word. And she said, I'll push it myself. He was sitting there dumping himself. Oh anyway, Sherry Shepherd is here. We're so excited to have the energy in the room. Yes, Gandhi.
You're an icon because you are one of my favorite TV shows of all time. 30 Rock.
30 Rock.
Yes, and one of the best characters, too. And I know Allie agrees with me about this.
Thank you.
But you are just doing so much. And I know you have a show coming up as well at City Winery.
Yes.
However, going through your bio of all of the things, right. I found something interesting.
What?
You were talking to somebody about how being in jail made you financially responsible.
Oh, when I went to jail.
Yeah.
Do I have to go there to become financially responsible?
And I was like, oh, what did Sherry Shepherd go to jail for? And when I saw what it was, I can't even lie, I was like, oh my God.
Traffic warrants. Yeah. Traffic.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That is not sexy enough.
No. Well, I wasn't thinking sexy. It was moving violations. And when you get a moving violation, my insurance, I hadn't paid my insurance for 2 years. And the reason why, because I was in a religion that I thought Armageddon was going to come.
So why bother?
So why bother paying my bills? So I'd never paid it. So when I would get a traffic ticket because insurance was expired, I threw it in my glove compartment. But when you don't show up to court, it's a bench warrant.
Oh, yeah.
So I had $10,000 worth of bench warrants, and I was on my way to the Comedy Store to perform, and the cops pulled me over, and they were like, you got to go to jail. So I went to jail, and it was on Martin Luther King's The Holiday. Thank you, Martin Luther King. Yeah. So I had to stay an extra long because I went in on a Friday, and it was Saturday, Sunday. It was Martin Luther King Day on Monday, so we were all off. Now we off. I got to stay in jail an extra day.
But there's four days.
So I had traffic warrants in four different courts. So one, I had to go to Compton. So every day you go back and forth to jail. Then I had to go to L.A. Then I had to go to Beverly Hills. Then I had to go. There was another one in L.A. So every day you went to a different court. So I was in. I was in jail for the 8 to 10 days, and I never am late on my bills now.
There you
I
go.
Pay everything. Okay, so that I don't get pink notices because I used to be like when they call, you know, Sherry, you got to pay. I'd be like, Sherry, don't live here no more. She don't live. I'm telling you, I never paid anything. I pay everything on time. I'm so financial because I don't want to go back.
I wouldn't want to go back either.
Elvis had the lights turned off on him. Remember?
Well, no, because I had DJ credit for many years. If you're in radio and you're moving around the country as we used to do back in the day, you would just. I don't have to pay that. I'm moving on to Atlanta now. You move on. But no, they would show up and turn things off and evict
me. They sure
do. Yeah.
I got evicted so many times, my stuff would be like out there on the lawn. I learned how to, I had an apartment in every name, but that's the way I used to live when I was young and a struggling comic. And so, no more.
You're not missing those days.
I don't miss those days. When you get this age, I can't go to jail at this age. Oh my God. The first day they steal my wig, I'd be like, hello. That's the trauma right there. I got no wig on. Oh my gosh. What is going on in this place? If they don't have nothing to feed me that's keto, I'm like, oh, I can't eat this bread. Oh my gosh.
You know,
where's my Hanes Hathaway panties? Oh, I'm gonna be stoned.
Look at all you've done. I mean, we could all play a game of our favorite thing that Sherry Shepherd has done.
Yeah.
And you already mentioned one.
30 Rock, and now this story about jail. I have that sound on my phone. Yeah.
You do?
My single is dropping. My single is dropping.
Hold on. Here we go. Are you ready? This is actually on my phone, and I use it every now and then.
That's better than any Emmy award right there.
Oh man, that was the most fun project with Tracy Morgan. It was. Thank you.
You did bring up something very important. Here in New York, you can see. You cannot see.
No, it's sold out.
It's sold
my
out.
Show at the City Winery is sold out. I probably should add another show, but it's sold out.
Are you going to be out in New Brunswick?
I'm going to be out in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Okay.
Yes.
What a beautiful, stunning drive. It's a beautiful
But it'll be worfth it. I'm telling you. It'll be worth it. May 19th.
I'm going to give away
with Kim Whitley. Yes.
You and Kim really have a thing going.
We've been best friends for almost 30 years.
Wow.
Me and Kim Whitley. So we started this podcast that people just took to. And like I said, we won 2 NAACP Image Awards. And we decided to take this on the road. Our two funny mamas.
It's good to have a partner, right?
Oh my gosh, I love it. She gets on my nerves so bad.
That's
love
the whole
it.
Point.
Yeah.
I mean, if she didn't, it wouldn't be quite as fun.
Yeah, but that's good girlfriends. You got to have like a, you know, you got to have that kind of girlfriend. But we're ride or die. We've been together so long.
Well, I've got a pair of tickets. Is this true?
A four-pack.
Four.
I've got a four-pack.
I want to make this worth it for you.
All right.
Wait, can you make it a two-pack and give it to Danielle and I, the other two?
Stop it.
We'd like to go.
Girl, y'all come anyway.
Well, look, let's back room that.
Okay.
Caller, just call now. 1-800-242-0100. What is Diamond? In, have you met Diamond?
Hi.
What are you doing in there?
I'm just smiling because I love Sherry, and I've been telling everybody this all day. My mom is obsessed with you.
She is.
She has been to your show twice already. We're trying to get her to go for her birthday before you guys are on vacation, but like, I mean, she's obsessed.
Oh, tell her to come. I give her the VIP. I like moms. They always get the VIP treatment.
She might faint on you, but you know.
I don't mind.
We just had vacation last week, and Diamond and her best friend went to London.
Oh, they went to London?
And then Paris.
Oh my gosh.
10 out of 10.
It was the most Instagrammable vacation I've ever seen in my life.
How were the men out there, Diamond?
Ooh, girl. Okay,
did you do Eat, Pray, Love?
No, I didn't, but let me tell you something.
She
the
ate.
Men out there, 10 out of 10. I mean, skin.
Really?
Accents. I mean, the eye contact, the beards, shaved to perfection.
And you know, those European guys, they wear their pants differently.
They do?
There's something weird. There's something different about their pants over there. And I'm going to blame it on the pants.
Brigitte Nelson, we get our nails done when I lived in L.A. at the same place.
Right.
And she told me, she said, Sherry, you got to go over to Europe to get your man. She got a waiter. Because, you know, when you get a waiter over in Italy, it's not the same as getting a waiter over here in Hackensack. It's completely different. But you go to Italy and get a waiter, it's like we can be together a lifetime. It's just, it's not. And she said, you got to go over to Europe and get a man. Because
it's a whole different world.
And she's like, girl, and they love black women. That's what I want to ask
girl,
you
guys. They were staring me down. I loved it. Are you kidding?
That's what I thought.
Oh, I love it. And by the way, here come the texts from waiters in Hackensack. Thanks, Sherry.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Call, name a number, caller, whatever. It's your choice.
Oh, 12.
No, caller 12.
Caller 12.
With 10 million people calling. Caller 12, you get to see Sherry Shepherd in New Brunswick. That is so cool. So, in your life, where you seem to be as busy can be.
Yeah.
Are you always thinking about what's next? I mean, this show is still, like, it's still a baby. It's still in its diapers, you know? And it has so many stories and journeys ahead of itself.
Right.
What are you thinking ahead?
I want to do a women's, like, retreat. Like an experience with Sherry, because I have so many like amazing girlfriends, and I just would like women to be able to get together and relax and just go and feel seen and just have a good time, like have comedy and have singing and have therapy, and we just get to unwind and we just get to cry, and I want that. I want to direct. I'm always thinking of what's next.
How do you find a sense about that? What does it look like? Like, where is it? This retreat.
I haven't thought that far. It's just these ideas in my mind. And so that's what I want to do. So I got to start thinking about it, like, and solidifying it. And just, I just want an experience. My mindset is always, and I guess I got this from my parents, you never know when this one's going to end. So you always got to have something.
Wow.
Something.
Trapezing. You know. Like guys.
Yeah.
From one guy to another. I wish I could. Those days are done, by the way. Hey, speaking of the retreat, this is interesting. Because yes. Gandhi and Danielle, our friend Bobby Brown, Cosmetics Bobby Brown.
Yes.
She had a retreat like this at her little hotel.
Yeah.
Cute hotel.
How was it?
And it was this 2 days ago.
It was 2 days ago.
It was at the George in Montclair.
It was all women.
Really?
Yeah. And it was a lot of powerful women that were there. And we just kind of sat around and we talked about lots of things. And she had a sleepover and she had drinks and she had sushi and just a lot of fun.
See, that it would be so, like, that's exactly what I want. Because I think when you get around women, it's just, and women that you can aspire to be like, it's something powerful that happens. I love that. Oh man, I met Bobby Brown on the train. I knew I should have kept in touch.
You know
with
what?
Bobby Brown.
I never got
invited.
That's how she meets everybody.
May we make the connection?
Yeah.
May we make the connection for you?
Ask her if she remembers meeting me on the train.
Of course she is.
Yeah, because we both on the train.
She's a very dear friend.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I love her.
Okay, done. Look at that.
Love her.
If
so
anything
much.
Comes out of this interview, it's going to be the connection.
Tell me the lady from The View, because that's what I kept saying. I'm on The View. I'm on The View. Because she didn't know who I was. I'm a co-host on The View. She was like, you're not Whoopi. And I was like, no, the other. So see if she remembers me that way.
Hey, you know what? And there's something. Okay, you had a book that came out called Permission Slips: Every Woman's Guide to Giving Herself a Break.
Yes.
And that term has been used on this show how many times in the past 20 minutes?
Probably 1,000.
Letting yourself off the hook.
Yes.
Giving yourself a break. Take us to that book, because it's still out there, just because it was published a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, I got like 10,000 copies in my storage space. I know that feeling. They're 25 cents I can sell them to you.
I know, but the book, the information is still as valid as it was.
It's very, very relevant.
Talk about that book.
I just think that women, we're such perfectionists, and we beat ourselves up, and we feel guilty because we didn't do this, we didn't do that. Sometimes you just got to just breathe and go, it's okay. We can't do everything. I go through that mother guilt with my son, and I go, you know, he has autism, and people say, well, did you do this kind of therapy, and did you do that? And I was like, I just learned the term 2 days ago. I don't remember certain things. I didn't get him to certain therapies. We don't do this. And I go, Sherry, you can't remember it all. He asked me the other day, he said, why can't you be like regular moms and and go to work and come home and wear your own hair? And I was like, well, that's not gonna happen. Okay. Okay. I can't feel guilty that I don't have a regular job. I have a job where I travel, and I have a job where I have to go make people laugh. And you can't beat yourself up. You gotta treat yourself like you're your best friend. And if you were talking to your best friend, you'd say, girl, it's okay. You can't do it all. And wow. So I think that makes a big deal. Even with our eating. Sometimes I'm skinny. Most times I'm not. I don't beat myself up anymore. It is what it is.
And life has changed since you started practicing this. There's something my dad taught me when I was a kid, and I never really understood it as a kid, but now as an old guy, let yourself off the hook, and learning to let other people off the hook too, which is a whole other story.
I just turned 50, and my one of my best friends said to me,
welcome to the neighborhood, girl. Yes, it's nice over here.
I know. She said, when you hit 50, it's the who gives a bleep years.
That is.
Yeah.
It's like when I hit 50 is when it was like, no was my anthem. You, hey, auntie, no. Hey, cut, no. No. I love it. It's so sexy to me. No.
The power of the word no.
I love it. I think I wish I could tell young girls, if you say no, you can always turn a no into a yes, but it's harder to turn a yes into a no. And get used to saying no, because usually when you say no to people, they'll find a way to do it. But we always think, oh God, I said no, they're not going to like me. Oh my God, what if they... What? No. It's just no.
It's a beautiful sound.
No. Doesn't work for me.
It's porn to me.
And without all the explanation, it is porn. It's like, and stop saying, no, I'm sorry, because I got to do that. And no. I can't do it.
It's a full sentence. Yeah.
No.
Period.
That's it.
And there's another, no is a full sentence, and there's a paragraph, which is the shortest paragraph I know. And it's, I love you. And we love you. You are fabulous. I just want to say on behalf of course, our family here, and we are a family, and everyone listening to us right now, you have brought such a gift of energy light to our show today.
Thank you. And I
can never thank you enough. Thank you so much.
I think people underestimate that, because we're going through so much, and that's really what I want my show to be, Sherry. Like, if you could just, out of 60 minutes out of your day, if I could just be silly and crazy and make you laugh and make you feel better than when you came, then I've done my job. So, thank you.
Well, you did it today.
Ah!
All right. You don't even have to work today. They said you can take the day off.
Oh, can I just say, go to SherryShowTV.com to find out my tour dates.
Hold on. Let me write this down.
Sherry Show.
It's HerrisHow.tv.
No, all Sherry Show TV is all one.
Oh, TV.com. Oh, I'm screwing this up. SherryShowTV.com. And you can see where Sherry's going to be.
Yes. It's a
and
whole
everything
tour.
All Sherry.
Yes.
I mean, is this website going to, is it like from the day one when you started working to now?
It's all clips. It's all the people that are coming on. You know, check us out. We got some great, Smokey Robinson is coming on.
Oh, wow.
And so we got some, like, oh my gosh. Like, I'm excited to be able to see him. He's nasty now.
What do you mean by that?
Like he get his new album. He's like, there's one title on his album, like, I want to be up in you. I'm like, Smokey. Damn. Smokey Robinson? Tears of a clown? I won't be up in you? He gets on stage and he's all bumping and grinding and doing Megan Thee Stallion stuff. I'm like, yeah, I need to talk to Smokey. Because, see, I'm at this age. Like, I could date a Smokey Robinson now. I'm telling you.
He hit the age where he goes, I don't give a damn.
I'm telling you. AARP, I'm all up in the meetings. Shoot.
Sherry.
Need Smokey on here, I'm telling you.
I know, God.
You're going to come in here with a pink suit looking like a pimp. You want to get
Smokey. I don't think I can handle Smokey. Now we know why the clown's crying. Well, look, thank you, Sherry.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It was so wonderful.
So much fun.
You always have a seat at our table.
Come on.
Sherry Shepherd, everyone.
Thank you.
you.
You guys make my day awesome.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Hey, it's Elvis. The brand new Galaxy S23 Ultra is finally here. Capture wow-worthy content day or night with the highest camera resolution on a smartphone. Take advantage of amazing carrier offers now at Samsung.com.